Dorothy Height was an eyewitness to more civil rights history than any other black leader of the 20th century. Height said she felt it was her mission to help people from the time she was a child in Rankin, Pennsylvania. An avid learner and gifted student, Height entered a national oratory contest for a four-year scholarship to Barnard College in New York City. Speaking on the subject of the U.S. Constitution, she won the contest and packed her bags for New York. But she recalled her arrival at the school was the first of many instances where she would experience the sting of overt racism.
I was accepted at Barnard College, and I was denied admission when I arrived because they had a quota of two. And they did not know that I was not white. And so, therefore, when I got there, I was turned away. Nobody can tell me that affirmative action is quotas, because I know what a quota is.
Before the day was done, Height applied to and was accepted to New York University, where she would earn her bachelor and master's degrees in 4 years. Fueled by her commitment to social change, Dorothy Height worked alongside Mary McLeod Bethune, founder of the National Council of Negro Women, from whom she would ultimately inherit the top position. She also served as an advisor on women's issues to First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. She met Dr. Martin Luther King when he was a 15-year-old student, still undecided about his career. 10 years later, she said, "He became my leader," and she worked beside Dr. King throughout the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s. Dorothy Height cited the ending of segregation laws in the United States as the greatest change she witnessed in her years as a civil rights advocate. But that did not end the struggle for equality.
I think the biggest challenge now is that those who went to jail singing "We Shall Overcome" now need to find that they have economic opportunity. That's what they need. The laws may change, but they need to have the economic position to take advantage of them.
Dorothy Height, known as Dr. Height for her more than 20 honorary degrees, also received the country's top honors for a lifetime of public service, the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1994, and in 2004, the Congressional Gold Medal for her role as a leading advocate for racial and gender equality. In 2003, Height published her memoir, Open Wide the Freedom Gates, to critical acclaim. And 75 years after turning her away, Barnard College made Dorothy Height an honorary alumna, recognizing her qualifications and acknowledging their wrongful exclusion. In a 1993 VOA interview, Dorothy Height described how her work gave her energy to remain active at an age when many Americans were well into retirement.
As I look back through all the years, I've always had a desire to make life better, not only for myself, but for others. And I think that when you do that, what you find is that you are not alone. If you keep moving along, you will find that you'll increasingly have people to join you in that effort. And I think that's been, for me, the driving force. And I believe that there is so much people can do if we work together. And I've spent most of my life working in that direction, and it keeps you moving.
Even into her 90s, when asked if she had plans to retire, Height said she may retire from a position, but would never retire from working for social justice. And she didn't. Dorothy Height was 98 when she died in Washington on Tuesday. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.